Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Bullshit Jobs, a theory by anthropologist David Graeber, examines a modern paradox. Many people are employed, yet a surprising number feel their work is pointless. Expanding on his widely discussed essay, Graeber argues that advanced economies have not simply automated drudgery away. Instead, they have produced layers of roles that exist primarily to maintain status, manage appearances, or satisfy institutional habits. The book explores how these jobs persist, even when they contribute little to real value creation, and why workers often feel trapped in them. Graeber connects individual dissatisfaction to broader political and economic structures, including corporate bureaucracy, managerial incentives, and cultural ideas about work as moral duty. Along the way, he considers the psychological toll of spending life performing tasks that seem unnecessary, and the social cost of wasting talent that could be directed toward care, creativity, and genuinely useful services. The result is a provocative framework for rethinking what work is for and how societies might organize it differently. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining pointless work and why it feels unbearable. A central contribution of the book is a practical definition of a bullshit job, a role that the person doing it believes is so unnecessary or harmful that it should not exist, even though they are required to pretend it is legitimate. Graeber stresses that the key evidence is the worker's own experience meaninglessness, not whether outsiders look down on the job. This matters because it separates low-prestige but clearly useful work from high-prestige roles that may be empty. The book examines why meaninglessness is not a minor inconvenience, but a deep psychological strain. People can tolerate hardship when they believe their effort matters, yet they often struggle when their daily tasks are disconnected from any real purpose. Graeber connects this to moral and cultural narratives that tie human worth to employment. If society treats having a job as a marker of virtue, then being paid to do work you think should not exist creates a special kind of shame and cognitive conflict. The worker must perform enthusiasm while privately feeling fraudulent. Over time, that performance can erode self-respect, distort relationships, and damage mental health. By framing the issue this way, the book shifts the debate from individual career advice to structural questions about why organizations create such roles at all. Secondly, a typology of bullshit jobs and how organizations produce them, Graeber organizes the phenomenon through a memorable set of categories that describe how pointless roles often function inside institutions. He describes positions that exist to make others look important, such as attendance or unnecessary assistance, roles that are aggressive rather than productive, such as people devoted to manipulating, litigating, or competing in ways that cancel out across firms, and jobs that mainly correct problems that should not exist in the first place. He also points to positions that create work for others through paperwork and reporting, and managerial layers that supervise or invent tasks without improving outcomes. The value of this typology is not in perfect classification, but in showing repeating patterns across industries. It highlights how organizations can drift away from delivering services toward managing internal perceptions and rivalries. The book links these roles to incentives, status competition, risk avoidance, and the desire to signal growth through headcount. Once established, such jobs can be hard to remove because they become embedded in hierarchy, budgets, and office politics. Cutting them might threaten the prestige of leaders or expose the reality that previous initiatives were unnecessary. By mapping these dynamics, the book helps readers see that the problem is not just inefficiency. It is a self-sustaining social system where appearing busy and important can matter more than producing something genuinely useful. Thirdly, bureaucracy, managerialism, and the spread of administrative labor. Another major theme is the expansion of bureaucracy in places that promise the opposite. Graeber challenges the idea that market competition naturally reduces red tape. Instead, he argues that private firms and public institutions alike often multiply rules, metrics, and compliance processes. The result is a world where many workers spend large portions of their time documenting what they do, justifying decisions, or aligning language with strategic narratives rather than doing the core work itself. The book connects this to managerialism, where leadership favors measurable indicators, standardized procedures, and constant restructuring. Such approaches can create an illusion of control while generating new administrative tasks and new roles to manage them. Graeber also points to how outsourcing and contracting can intensify paperwork, because every boundary between entities requires monitoring, reporting, and enforcement. In the public sector, political pressures can drive similar expansion as agencies build oversight systems to prove accountability. In the private sector, internal competition between departments can lead to elaborate processes designed to manage blame and protect turf. The book's critique is not that organization is inherently bad, but that bureaucracy can become an end in itself. When processes exist mainly to satisfy managerial expectations or protect reputations, they can crowd out real production and increase the likelihood that people end up in jobs that feel hollow. Fourthly, moral narratives about work and the politics of keeping people employed, Graeber argues that pointless work persists partly because societies treat employment as a moral duty rather than a pragmatic arrangement. Many cultures, especially in modern capitalist economies, equate having a job with being a responsible person, regardless of whether the job creates value. This moral framing shapes policy and workplace behavior. Governments may prioritize job numbers over job quality, while organizations may retain or create roles to demonstrate contribution, stability, or growth. The book explores how this ideology can produce a strange outcome. Instead of distributing necessary work more fairly or reducing working hours when productivity rises, institutions keep people busy. That busyness functions as social control and as a signal that resources are being used correctly. Graeber connects this to class dynamics as well. Some forms of useful labor, especially care work and maintenance work, are undervalued, while professional or administrative roles can be rewarded even when they accomplish little. The book also examines how the threat of unemployment can discipline workers, making them accept surveillance, pointless tasks, or long hours. In this framework, bullshit jobs are not merely accidental waste. They can be politically convenient because they uphold the idea that rewards must be earned through visible toil. By challenging that story, Graeber invites readers to reconsider policies such as shorter work weeks, stronger social safety nets, and income supports that decouple survival from performative employment. Lastly, human consequences and possible alternatives to a meaningless work economy. Beyond diagnosis, the book emphasizes consequences for individuals and society. On a personal level, workers in pointless roles may experience anxiety, depression, and a loss of agency, especially when they must constantly defend the significance of tasks they do not believe in. They can become cynical, disconnected from community, and less willing to take creative risks. The book suggests that this is not simply burnout from overwork, it is demoralization from undermeaning, where time and talent are spent maintaining an organizational fiction. Socially, the opportunity cost is enormous. If skilled people are absorbed into administrative or performative labor, fewer resources remain for education, care, infrastructure, and environmental repair. Graeber points toward alternatives that shift focus from job creation to value creation and well-being. Ideas commonly associated with this debate include reducing working hours, redesigning organizations to minimize unnecessary layers, and supporting forms of income that give people bargaining power to refuse pointless roles. The book also highlights the dignity of genuinely useful work and argues for reorganizing status and compensation around real contribution rather than proximity to bureaucracy. Even readers who disagree with particular policy prescriptions can use the framework to ask sharper questions about their own workplaces. What is the core purpose? What tasks actually help? And what routines exist only because nobody has challenged them? The book encourages that kind of institutional honesty. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who feel uneasy about their own office routines, managers and executives trying to understand disengagement, students choosing careers, and anyone interested in political economy, labor, or organizational life. It can benefit a reader's life by giving language for a vague but common experience, the suspicion that a job can be well-paid, socially approved, and still feel empty. By naming patterns and showing how they arise, the book helps people separate personal failure from structural incentives. That shift can reduce shame, clarify what kind of work feels meaningful, and support more deliberate career decisions, including setting boundaries, seeking roles tied to real outcomes, or advocating for changes inside an organization. It is also useful for citizens evaluating public debates about productivity, automation, and employment policy because it reframes the issue from job quantity to social usefulness. Compared with many work-life books that focus on individual hacks or motivation, Graeber offers a broader theory that links everyday boredom to power, bureaucracy, and ideology. The result is a more durable lens. Even if you switch jobs, you can still recognize when an institution is rewarding appearance over substance. That makes the book worth buying for readers who want explanation, not just advice. If you would like to support David Graeber, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.